WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Thank you for supporting WBEZ. You keep public media public. December gifts are among the most important because they set the tone for our reporting in 2026. Next year, we're doubling down on bringing you stories that arm you with the facts. This journalism relies on everyone contributing what they can. Join them today at wbez.org/donate.
A Cook County judge has ruled that Donald Trump should be kicked off the state's March 19th primary ballot. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. This ruling makes Illinois the third state where Trump has been blocked from the primary ballot, following Colorado and Maine. And it's the latest in a national debate over whether the former president should be disqualified to run for president over his role in the January 6th attack on the nation's capital. But the judge's ruling, however, puts her own order on hold until Friday. We checked in with WBEZ government and politics reporter Dave McKinney to learn more.
Well, yeah, 38 pages. She noted in this opinion yesterday, she understood the magnitude of the decision she was making, that it puts Illinois alongside Colorado and Maine as states that are using this 14th Amendment argument to remove Trump from the ballot. Porter made clear that she fully accepted the arguments that the objectors are making, that January 6th truly was an insurrection and that Trump engaged in it, that the 14th Amendment disqualifies him on that basis. And she took the election board, the state board of elections, that said that they didn't have jurisdiction over this question of his eligibility. She took them to task to basically say, you did have an obligation to weigh in on this. And she said basically that perhaps the reason that the state board didn't want to get involved is because this was a hot case and wanted to be as far away from it as possible because of the notoriety of it.
Mm. Yeah, in her ruling, she leaned on the Colorado Supreme Court's decision to kick the former president off their state's primary ballot as well. What points did she rely on exactly?
Well, I mean, she made these points again that this was an insurrection and that Trump, you know, goaded and egged people on, you know, from during his speech in the Ellipse on that day, and then, you know, didn't do anything to call off the rioters when he had a chance to. So, I mean, it was all of those things that, yeah. You know, we heard from a hearing officer at the State Board of Election, a Republican judge who made a similar case to the state election board that ultimately wound up being ignored.
How's Trump's campaign responding?
Well, I mean, there are developments this morning. I mean, this is a fast-moving story here. I mean, there has already been an appeal filed this morning to Judge Porter's ruling.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, and in it, you know, we're still going through it. But I mean, basically, this order or this appeal is challenging her conclusion, and that you know, making these arguments that they did before the election board that Trump didn't really. That this wasn't an insurrection, that he wasn't, you know, an insurrectionist himself. And the other part of this that we're sort of expecting, another shoe to drop today, perhaps, is the possibility of this stay that Judge Porter issued, having it be extended during the duration of the appeal, which would mean no change, really, for voters.
Yeah, and speaking of the appeal, I mean, we expected this, right? Because I found it interesting, Dave, that the judge issued the ruling and also put that order on hold until tomorrow.
Yeah, and that was again just to give Trump time to appeal. But as I said, I think what we're going to probably see today, I mean, this is certainly a signal that we're picking up on that this may be an extended stay. I mean, there's nothing that we've seen in the docket yet that suggests this is, you know, this has happened yet today. But sources are telling us this is something to watch for.
What are we hearing from the State Board of Elections on this?
Well, I mean, you know, they have already gotten word from the judge's office that this is her plan later today.
Mm-hmm.
They're sort of on the periphery here. They don't believe, for the few thousand early voters that are out there that are casting their ballots in person. The State Board of Elections is stressing that, you know, you're not going to see any immediate change. Regardless, you know, Trump is on the ballot in Illinois because of the stay that's in effect. So, you know, I think that it's a bit confusing for probably lay people to follow, but there's just a lot of machinations happening right now in the courts, and that's no big surprise because that, you know, we've Donald Trump and courts seem to be kind of a synonymous thing.
Yeah. So folks will still see this on their ballot. So should they respond to that question?
Well, certainly. I mean, I think if you are a supporter of his and if your intention is to vote for him, I mean, from what Matt Dietrich at the State Board of Elections told me this morning, you'll still have every opportunity to do that unless the Illinois State Supreme Court decides to embrace what Judge Porter said yesterday, or more likely, the U.S. Supreme Court weighs in and takes a position on these challenges mainly in Colorado, about whether the 14th Amendment can be applied to Trump.
What else can you tell us about the people who brought this case forward, that small group of voters? What did they or their attorney have to say about the ruling?
Well, I mean, this is a group of five Illinois voters. There's a national voting rights group that is part of this and some local election lawyers that are involved. And they were pleased with the ruling yesterday because it embraced their arguments. And so they feel pretty good that the state Supreme Court, if it gets there, will... you know, that they have a decent chance in front of the state Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the U.S. Supreme Court is the one that could bigfoot all of this, and they acknowledge that, as did Judge Porter. But, you know, this is all part of a national effort, as we've seen in state after state after state, mainly blue states like Illinois, where it's a strategy to try to get Trump, to short-circuit his candidacy. And, you know, a lot of states that had what seemed to be kind of sympathetic political environments for this kind of thing either backed off or you know, it didn't materialize. So right now, Illinois is among three states that has taken this position that the 14th Amendment does apply to Trump and he shouldn't be on the ballot.
Now, you've already touched on the Supreme Court, but help us understand, will a decision from the High Court ultimately settle all cases against Trump's candidacy? So in other words, could the Supreme Court's ruling on the Colorado case nullify the Illinois decision?
I mean, it certainly could because it really we got a flavor during arguments in front of the U.S. Supreme Court that even Democratic justices on the court were voicing skepticism about the philosophy behind the challenge here, the 14th Amendment. Because, I mean, if you're a Democrat, and we've heard, you know, political figures across the country saying, hey, let voters figure this out rather than court intervention. Because in red states, for example, you hear talk about, well, maybe there should be a way to get Joe Biden off the ballot. So, I mean, you could really sow chaos here. And I think that was a fear that we heard at the Supreme Court during those arguments. So the court is really the one holding all of the cards right now. And depending on what they say, they really could knock down this 14th Amendment. And timing-wise, Super Tuesday is next Tuesday, and the Colorado primary is then. So there's a lot, I guess the clock is ticking, you could say, on the U.S. Supreme Court to do something before the big Colorado vote.
Speaking of timing, Illinois' primary is 3 weeks away, Dave. So what would it mean ultimately if the Supreme Court did decide to rule that former President Trump isn't eligible to run for office again?
Well, it would be a major setback for Donald Trump if that's what the U.S. Supreme Court did. I mean, I think it would surprise a lot of court watchers if the court did that. You know, there's still a possibility, I guess, that the U.S. Supreme Court could extend its deliberations beyond Super Tuesday, and then that would give time for the appeal process in Illinois to wend its way all the way up to the state Supreme Court. And, you know, they're just this is one of those stories that just is going to go. It could change from hour to hour, actually. But, that's really where we're at.
This was a huge decision, Dave. So I'm curious, what do we know about Judge Tracy Porter herself?
Well, Judge Porter is not a household name in judicial circles at all in Illinois. She was appointed to the bench to fill a vacancy by the state Supreme Court in 2021. And then in 2022, she ran in the primary and prevailed there. There are people who are in the legal world understand how this process works, where there are a lot of, I think there are three or four bar rating agencies. These are groups that don't, you know, they're nonpartisan, and they typically nonpartisan, and they look at cases that judges have handled. They survey lawyers to see kind of what temperaments and how judges behave from the bench. And they all rated Porter as qualified. And the Illinois State Bar Association, one of the biggest of these bar rating associations, praised her temperament and her integrity from the bench and called her integrity beyond reproach. So she's gotten good reviews from people. This by far is the biggest decision she has made from the bench in her young career as a jurist.
So what I'm hearing you say is, though we've heard that, you know, Trump is off the ballot, this isn't a closed case, Dave. This is just one part of the battle.
It definitely is. And it's something that bears watching here very closely, because, again, so few states have actually gone this step of taking Trump off the ballot. We have a judge in Cook County who has fully embraced the arguments that these objectors are making, and has really placed Illinois alongside Colorado and Maine, kind of at the front edge of this national story about whether Trump should be on the ballot. And again, the court watchers in D.C. and across the country are eagerly waiting to see what happens with the U.S. Supreme Court on this decision. Will they come out before next Tuesday with an opinion that clarifies, can the 14th Amendment, with its language that says if you're an insurrectionist, if you participated in insurrection or rebellion, that makes you ineligible to run for public office,
right?
Provision that originated after the Civil War. Can that be applied to Donald Trump? And we should know soon.
Dave McKinney is a WBEZ government and politics reporter. Thanks so much for joining us.
Sasha, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Brenda Ruiz, edited by Meha Ahmed, and mixed by Brenda Ruiz. For more coverage of the Illinois primary, scroll back just a bit in our podcast feed or head over to WBEZ.org/reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thank you for listening.
My name is Liz, and as a teacher, I think that WBEZ provides endless sources that I can bring back to my students where they can also engage in a deeper understanding. I teach government, I teach U.S. history, and I have used sources from WBEZ in order to help enrich the understanding of my students.